The Market Square. See, it's a huge empty field.
What is now an empty field was once the bustling town center of Halifax. At its prime, the port city was five times the size of Charlotte, and the Market Square was where locals and travelers would congregate. Bob Bemis is the site manager of Historic Halifax and speaks with great enthusiasm about the importance of the Market Square.
Well, the Market Square in the 18th century, when Historic Halifax was the important town that it was at that point in time an empty field as well. But it was the heart of the city when this was a very vibrant trade center. And when people came here to sell their wares, or when people came, especially on market days, because you would have 3 to 4 market days a year, this space is where the town came. When any important happening happened, this is where it happened. So, for instance, whenever the first Declaration of Independence was read, it was read in the Market Square. Whenever the militia would muster, whenever they would gather, whenever they would train, whenever they would be given their weapons, this is the place where it would happen. Whenever anybody came, any kind of merchant would come, they would set up a space right in the square, right there in the heart of the town, and they would sell their wares.
In addition to being the economic and political focal point of the town, the square is bordered by public buildings like the jail, the clerk's office, courthouse, and church, making it the focal point of community and domestic activity as well. Reenactors gather at the site each year for special events in April and June to depict life in the 18th century.